From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, on Wednesday, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news, information, commentary, and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news. And stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news first headlines. Indonesian Vice President and ministers discuss plan for a Christian study center in Papua. Indonesia encourages G7 countries to facilitate climate funding. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin and three ministers on Monday discussed the aspirations surrounding Papua's development, including the construction of a Christian study center in Papua. As quoted by Antara, according to a spokesperson for the Vice President, Masduki Baidlowi, on Monday, the Vice President received three ministers, namely Public Works and Public Housing Minister Basuki Hadi Mulyono, Religious Affairs Minister Yakut Holil Komas, and Education and Culture Minister Nadiem Makarim. He informed their meeting specifically discussed aspirations for Papua's development, including the Papuan church leaders' hopes that the state will build a Christian study center there. The Indonesian government, represented by Environment and Forestry Minister Siti Nurbaya Bakar, encouraged G7 countries to lead and facilitate support, specifically in system and technology, as well as to mobilize climate funding. As quoted by Antara, on April 15 to the 16, 2023, Nurbaya attended the G7 ministers' meeting in Sapporo, Japan. During that time, she underlined the importance of concrete efforts to handle challenges posed by the global crisis. Europe-U.S. banking crisis must remain a concern. Minister, the banking crisis in Europe and the United States should remain a cause for concern for the global economy. This was pointed out by Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati during a press conference on the April 23rd edition of the State Budget APBN Kita, which was followed online on Monday, as reported by Antara. This was one of the conclusions of the 2023 spring meetings of the IMF World Bank in Washington. The meetings discussed whether Europe's and the U.S. banking crisis is under control or should still be monitored. The last national news comes from the Indonesian Migrant Workers Protection Agency, or BP2MI, has extended a welcome to Indonesian migrant workers returning home to celebrate Idul Fitr in the country. The agency head, Benny Ramdhani, said at a press conference on Monday conveyed, "This return wave is a common thing that has become the agency's annual job to prepare everything in welcoming and providing protection for migrant workers." He also explained migrant workers may find it easier to return to Indonesia this year as the COVID-19 pandemic restrictions have been relaxed. Now we move to the international news. The European Union's ambassador in Sudan, Aidan O'Hara, has been assaulted at his home in Khartoum, which is gripped by deadly fighting between rival forces. As quoted by BBC.com, Irish Foreign Minister Michael Martin has confirmed that the Irish diplomat wasn't seriously hurt. Mr. Martin described the attack as a gross violation of obligations to protect diplomats. According to the United Nations, around 185 people have been killed and more than 1,800 injured in 3 days of fighting. The city has seen airstrikes, shelling, and heavy small arms fire. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman met with the president of Chad's Transitional Military Council, Mohammed Idris Deby, in Jeddah. As reportedly the Saudi press on Monday, the pair discussed bilateral relations and cooperation in all fields, in addition to issues of mutual interest. The meeting was attended by Saudi Foreign Minister Prince Faisal bin Farhan, Saudi Minister of State Prince Turki bin Mohammed, and Musaid Al-Aiban, Minister of State, Cabinet Member, and National Security Advisor. We end the news with Vietnamese Deputy Prime Minister Tran Hong Ha, who said on Monday Vietnam is implementing commitments to net zero emissions by 2050, considering the Just Energy Transition Partnership a key channel to receiving technological and financial support from developed countries and financial institutions. As reported by VOVworld.vn, Mr. Ha spoke at a reception in Hanoi for Chris Taylor, the UK Special Envoy on Climate Change, and Tibor Stelbaski, Principal Advisor on Energy Diplomacy at the European Union. Deputy Prime Minister Ha asked the European Union and United Kingdom to share experience and technologies in clean energy transition, smart grid development, and increasing the proportion of renewable energy. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesian Students Association PPI Scania performed a dance from Kalimantan Burung Enggang or the Hornbill at the opening of the International Festival held by the School of Economics and Management at Lund University in Sweden. The dance was performed by 7 Indonesian students and led by Shintia Suryama last Friday, April 14. Festival person in charge Daniel Lee, in a press release received from the Indonesian Embassy in Stockholm on Saturday, said, "The show was fantastic. The costume was very good and artistic. He heard a lot of praise from the amazed audiences." PPI Scania participated in the festival with support from the Indonesian Embassy in Stockholm and the Swedish Indonesia Baku Society, a non-profit organization in Sweden. The festival PPI Scania also showcased wayang, Balinese keris, regional cloth, various souvenirs and angklung. Visitors can also try Indonesian foods such as klepon, bubur sumsum, fried rice, cilok, and Semarang spring rolls, and take pictures in traditional Minangkabau and Balinese clothing. Visitors who successfully answered questions about Indonesia were awarded Aceh coffee and batik fans. In addition, students from other countries also praised Indonesian cuisine and cultural uniqueness. The International Festival is held to celebrate diversity at Lund University and is free to students and the general public. The festival features various cultures such as music and dance, as well as giving participants the opportunity to open booths and show various foods and souvenirs from their respective countries. Other participants who participated in the festival were Brazil, Mexico, Australia, Switzerland, Ukraine, Greece, Cyprus, Uzbekistan, Taiwan, Spain, and others.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's 5 super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11th, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Today in history start with the event on April 18, 1955, about the death of Albert Einstein. Albert Einstein was a physicist widely regarded as the great scientist in the 20th century. He was born in Ulm, in Württemberg, Germany. His father is Hermann Einstein, a feederback salesman who later worked in electrochemistry. Albert Einstein introduced the theory of relativity and also contributed greatly to development of quantum mechanics, statistical mechanics, and also cosmology. He won the Nobel Prize in Physics in 1921 and he passed away in New Jersey, United States on April 18, 1955.
Let's move to the event on 18 April 1955 when the Asia-Africa Conference was started. The Asia-Africa Summit is a conference of Asian and African countries, most of which recently gained independence. The conference was organized by Indonesia, Myanmar, Sri Lanka, India, and also Pakistan. This meeting was coordinated by the Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Sunario. This meeting took a place at Gedung Merdeka, Bandung, from April 18 to April 24, 1955. The aim of this conference was also promote economic and cultural cooperation between Asia and Africa and to fight against colonialism or neo-colonialism in United States, the Soviet Union, or other imperialist countries. We end today in history with the event of 18 April 27, when the West Irian Jaya officially changed its name to West Papua. West Papua is an Indonesian province located at the western tip of Papua Island, the capital of Manokwari. The name of this province previously was West Irian Jaya, which was stipulated in Law No. 45-1999. Based on Government Regulation No. 24-27, dated April 18, 27, the name of province was changed to West Papua. And that's Today in History.
mataku merasa malu. Semakin dalam dia malu kali ini. Kadang juga ia takut. Tak kalah harus berpapasan di tengah pelariannya di malam hari.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, My Indonesia today is on Indonesia and the U.S. signed infrastructure and finance agreement. The United States government signed a grand commitment of $649 million with Indonesia through the Compact to Millennium Challenge Corporation or MCC program. It is a grant program from the United States government to various countries aimed at alleviating poverty by promoting sustainable economic growth. As reported on the official website of the Ministry of Finance on Friday, this grant commitment is the second time for Indonesia. Since 2013 until 2018, Indonesia has been given a commitment to grant the MCC Compact Program with a total of $600 million. The grant agreement signing was held on April 13th in Washington, D.C., attended by U.S. Minister of Finance Janet Yellen, Indonesian Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati, Indonesian Ambassador to the United States Rosan Roslani, and Vice President of the Department of Compact Cooperation of the Millennium Challenge Corporation, Cameron L. Ford. Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani said that through this program, the United States government continues to be committed to not only taking a role in global economic recovery, but also alleviating world poverty through grants and assistance to various countries. The Indonesian Minister of Finance said that there are three main objectives in the MCC Compact 2 program, which will be accelerated over the next 5-year period, namely, the development of transportation and logistics in a number of regions such as Riau, South Sumatra, North Sulawesi, Riau Islands, and Bali. In addition, This program also aims to develop financial market and finance micro, small, and medium enterprises. On this occasion, the Minister of Finance, representing the people and the government of Indonesia, expressed her deepest gratitude and appreciation to the United States government for the trust given. She hopes that this program will provide very broad benefits for the people of Indonesia, particularly in alleviating poverty. Meanwhile, a press release from the United States Embassy on Friday, 14th April, stated that the Indonesia Infrastructure and Finance Compact, which was signed by the ministers of finance of the two countries, aims to increase financial access for Indonesia's transportation and logistics infrastructure, as well as for micro enterprises, small and medium enterprises, particularly those owned by women. U.S. Secretary of the Treasury Janet Yellen, who is also Deputy Chair of the Board of Directors of the Millennium Challenge Corporation, explained that this partnership represents the shared belief of the United States and Indonesia in democracy and economic growth driven by innovation. Yellen said the deal would support Indonesia's just energy transition partnership. Yellen added that she also supports the development of climate-resilient infrastructure that meets standard under the Partnership for Global Infrastructure and Investment, which was jointly announced by the presidents of the two countries at the G20 summit. Meanwhile, Millennium Challenge Corporation CEO Alice Albright, who participated in signing the agreement, said she was proud of the relationship that has existed for almost 20 years with the Indonesian government. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia Today, read by Ahmad Faisal.
I'm getting
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
VOI listener, in today's religious trip on Indonesian Wonder, I present you Panjunan Red Mosque. Panjunan Red Mosque has been in existence since the 14th century. The building is red in color because it is built of red bricks. The mosque is located on Kolektoran Street, Panjunan Village, Cirebon, West Java Province, Indonesia. Panjunan Red Mosque was built by Maulana Abdul Rahman, better known as Prince Panjunan, in 1480. He was an Arab descendant who led a group of Baghdad immigrants. Later, he became a student of Sunan Gunung Jati, one of the propagators of Islam in Java. Since all times, Panjunan Red Mosque has been a place of praying and a place for Sunan Gunung Jati and his scholars to strategize the spread of Islam. Today, the mosque is preserved as a cultural heritage. During Ramadan, many tourists visit Panjunan Red Mosque. The mosque management provides a delicious iftar menu and gahwa, an Arabic ginger coffee. Panjunan Red Mosque features a main room and a foyer. The main room of the mosque is practically enclosed. To reach it, people must bow their heads because the size of the entrance is short. The mosque porch measures 6 times 8 meters and its courtyard is about 10 times 1 meter, while the main room is around 8 times 12 meters. This mosque looks unique from other mosques in Indonesia. If mosques generally have domes and towers, Panjunan Red Mosque doesn't have one. Instead, this mosque has a black pyramid roof without a tower. The front part is also formed like a gate of temple. Panjunan Red Mosque is indeed blends Hindu, Chinese, and Islamic cultures. The shape of the temple gate and the use of red bricks are both Hindu influences. Inside the mosque, there are many ceramics plastered on the walls of the mosque. The colors and patterns of the ceramics are varied. It is believed that ceramics were a gift from Chinese merchants to Sunan Gunung Jati. Listener, Red Mosque is supported by 17 pillars symbolizing the 17 rakaats in Islam prayer. 4 of the 17 pillars are the main support that symbolizes the 4 imams in Islamic law or Sharia. They are Imam Maliki, Imam Hambali, Imam Shafi'i, and Imam Hanafi. In Panjunan Red Mosque, a pulpit doesn't exist. Therefore, the mosque is only used for daily prayers, not for Friday prayers or congregational prayers on Islamic holidays. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Ingin ku menggapainya, tampaknya memisahkan kita, walau langkah tak sejalan, cinta ini tak terhapus meski jendela waktu berbeda.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, which introduces Indonesian expressions and vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is mengunjungi tempat wisata, mengunjungi tempat wisata, or visiting tourist objects. Next, you'll be listening to a conversation related to today's topic entitled Kita akan makan siang di Kota Tua, lalu pergi ke Ancol. Kita akan makan siang di Kota Tua, lalu pergi ke Ancol, which means we'll have lunch in Kota Tua, then go to Ancol. This conversation takes place between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and Datil, a tour guide. Dev asks Datil about the next activity. Datil conveys her travel plans using appropriate conjunction. Let's listen to their conversation.
Setelah dari Kota Tua, kita pergi kemana?
Kita makan siang di sini, lalu pergi ke Ancol.
After listening to the conversation, following is the vocabulary related to today's material. Kita akan makan siang di Kota Tua, lalu pergi ke Ancol. Kita akan makan siang di Kota Tua, lalu pergi ke Ancol, which means we'll have lunch in Kota Tua, then go to Ancol. I'll say the word slowly twice and you can repeat after me. kita. Kita, which means we. Makan siang. Makan siang, which means lunch. Di sini. Di sini, which means here. Lalu. Lalu, which means then. Pergi. Pergi, which means go. Ke Ancol. Ke Ancol, which means to Ancol. Kita akan makan siang di sini. Lalu pergi ke Ancol, which means we'll have lunch here, then go to Ancol. In the conversation, you heard the phrase, kita akan makan siang di sini, lalu pergi ke Ancol. Kita akan makan siang di sini, lalu pergi ke Ancol. Which means we'll have lunch here, then go to Ancol. In that speech, there is a conjunction lalu, lalu, which means then. The conjunction lalu, lalu, which means then, states the order relationship between two activities. In that sentence, the conjunction lalu, lalu, which means then, connects kita akan makan siang di sini, kita akan makan siang di sini, which means we'll have lunch here, and pergi ke Ancol. Pergi ke Ancol, which means going to Ancol sequentially. Makan siang di sini, makan siang di sini, which means having lunch here, is done before pergi ke Ancol. Pergi ke Ancol, which means going to Ancol. Other examples. In addition to the word lalu, lalu, which means then, to express sequential activities, you can also use the word kemudian, kemudian, which also means then. Let's listen to the word kemudian, kemudian, which means then, for sequential activities. Kemudian, kemudian, which means then. Kita akan berkeliling Monumen Nasional, kemudian berjalan kaki ke Balai Kota. Kita akan berkeliling Monumen Nasional, kemudian berjalan kaki ke Balai Kota, which means we'll tour the National Monument, then walk to the City Hall. In a variety of informal daily conversation, Indonesians often use the words terus, terus, which means also then, to express the order relationship between two activities. For example, kita akan makan siang di Kota Tua, terus pergi ke Ancol. Kita akan makan siang di Kota Tua, terus pergi ke Ancol, which means we'll have lunch in Kota Tua, then go to Ancol. Before ending today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, for more details, let's listen to the example of a conversation once again.
Setelah dari Kota Tua, kita pergi kemana?
Kita makan siang di sini, lalu pergi ke Ancol.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic mengunjungi tempat wisata or visiting tourist objects and a conversation entitled Kita akan makan siang di Kota Tua lalu pergi ke Ancol. Kita akan makan siang di Kota Tua lalu pergi ke Ancol, which means we'll have lunch in Kota Tua then go to Ancol. Hopefully, this edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. We will meet again tomorrow with a different title. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi.
About you every day and night. Even though I try to erase you out, stuck around you and I held you tight. Should've let this go. The pain is the only thing I think about. Every night I break down and cry. Been alone like a desert drought. This love can't stay this way. Right, stuck around you and it killed my light. Can't let you go. Save me, touch me, hold me, love me, soothe me. Always thought you would. Crush me, twist me, snap me, break me. Never thought you could. Senses wake me up. Dreaming about the day you used to gently say my name, but I can't wait for you. Oh no, no, no. Cali, cali.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOA listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents a Malay song entitled Tambalan Riau by Husrin Hood. The song was composed by Suhardi S. and Rohana HR. The lyrics tell the story of Tambalan Island in Bintan Regency, Riau Islands Province. The remote district in Bintan was once the center of Johor Riau during the era of Johor 7th Sultan Abdullah Ma'ayat Shah. In the lyrics, it is told that Tambalan is a land that is famous for its abundant marine products, which make many people come to this island. Alright, listener, here is the song Tambalan Riau by Husrin Hood. Enjoy!
Takdir ilahi sampai bermakam pula di sini.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter @voindonesia, email voi@voinews.id.